USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In the first 5 days of December, there have been more than 1 million new coronavirus cases. More than 100,000 people have been hospitalized with the virus for 4 days straight. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We're quite concerned about where the disease is spreading, as well as the Thanksgiving spread of disease, and we're worried about people and the behaviors coming up with Christmas. We want to make sure everyone's loved ones are there next Christmas, especially when we have so much hope of vaccines.
The FDA meets this week to consider emergency use authorization, and then shipments could begin within days. Elderly people and care home workers will be the first to receive the vaccine in the UK. This follows approval last week by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. The first doses of the vaccine from Pfizer have arrived, and 50 vaccination hubs have been set up at hospitals. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
California's new lockdown is getting a big pushback from the Riverside County Sheriff.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It was a busy day in college football. Dan Araki breaks it down from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama ran over LSU 55-17. Number 2 Notre Dame beat Syracuse 45-21. Number 3 Clemson beat Virginia Tech 45-10 to set up a rematch with Notre Dame for the ACC Championship. A shorthanded number 4 Ohio State pounded Michigan State 52-12. Number 5 Texas A&M topped Auburn 31-20. Number 9 Iowa State trounced West Virginia 42-6. Number 10 Miami blanked Duke 48-0. Number 11 Oklahoma topped Baylor 27-14. Number 12, Indiana held off number 16, Wisconsin, 14-6. Number 18, Coastal Carolina pulled off the upset over number 13, BYU, 22-17. Rice turned 5 interceptions into a 20-0 upset of number 21, Marshall. Stanford toppled number 22, Washington, 31-26. California upset number 23, Oregon, 21-17. And number 24, Tulsa hung on to beat Navy, 19-6.
The Sunday night football matchup of week 13 in the NFL features the Broncos at the 10-1 Chiefs. On Monday night, it's the Bills and 49ers. There's also a Monday afternoon game between Washington and the Steelers. And getting set for kickoff at this hour, the Raiders are at the Jets. The Bengals visit the Dolphins. The Colts are at the Texans. The Lions face the Bears. The Browns and the Titans, also the Jaguars, at the Vikings. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.